like, woo, that's cool.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. We are here with part two of that story series. It's still not a Saturday morning, but hey, here we are. This is a story that I recorded with a few of my friends. Hope you enjoy.
Act two. Avi regains his composure and goes to apologize, but the young boy is long gone with no trace except for a single face card, a king of clovers. Avi retrieves the card from the ground, dusts it off. Avi stares off into the distance with the card in his hand. Just then, someone jumps onto his back from behind. Avi goes to throw the figure off of his back, but then sees that it's his friend Royce.
Hey man, how's it going? They had like hundreds of cotton candy flavors. And guess what? I got you some too.
Can't run off like that. No, I don't want your cotton candy.
But it's your favorite, coconut.
Avi relents. Royce hands the cotton candy to Avi. Avi partakes of the cotton candy and his eyes light up. There is also a semblance of a smile. Royce nods. You then notice the card in Avi's clutched hands.
So, what's with the card?
Not really sure, to tell you the truth.
Royce mumbles through a mouth of cotton candy.
Interesting.
I tripped over this little kid. He wasn't a normal kid, though. Wearing this particular mask, and when I looked up, he was gone.
Royce finishes up his cotton candy and crumbles up the trash, tossing it into a nearby trash can.
Looks like we got another mystery on our hands.
Very funny. I'm serious, dude. It's weird.
Well then, let's figure it out, and when we meet back up with Leaf and Obi.
While making their way over to the produce area of the market, Royce and Avi quickly grab the remaining items from their half of the list. They meet back up with Leaf and Obi as they're buying potatoes. Leaf takes his time talking with the produce vendors. Royce pumps his fist in the air.
Aw, nice! We beat ya! First to the finish! Oh yeah! Anyway, we got a situation to figure out. Tell him, Avi.
Avi explains the situation to Leaf and Obi.
So, I was following after Royce earlier today and trip over a little boy, which by itself pretty weird, but on top of that, he was wearing a mask that covered his whole face?
Yeah, kinda like a kabuki mask, right, Avi?
Sure, whatever.
Leaf sizes up the situation and responds, that's odd. I guess we can all just keep our eyes peeled.
Guess that works.
Anyways, did y'all get everything we needed?
Believe it or not, we did. And faster than the two of you did.
Cool, because Obi wanted to stop by the arcade. And seeing that we have the time, I thought it could be fun.
Oh, nice. I can work on beating your high score.
Leaf puts his arm around Royce as they all walk towards the arcade. Yeah, sure, you can try. The arcade is bustling with kids and university students.
Yo, Leaf. Time to watch your high score go bye-bye.
Bet. Royce and Leaf head off to the Cadence of Dragons arcade machine. Obi finds an open seat at the Pac-Man machine and places in a token. Avi heads to the skee-ball machine. After a couple of tosses, Avi has racked up the points and a crowd forms around him. He goes to skee the next ball, but it falls out of the side of the machine and his streak is broken. The crowd disperses. Avi is a bit bummed. He goes to retrieve the ball from wherever it went. Avi still can't find the ball, but then hears coughing from behind the skee-ball machine. The machine is pushed up against the wall without much clearance, but Avi does his best to maneuver his way into the back of the machine. Once he does, the light from outside the machine shines through the colorful panels outside, lighting the inside in a wide range of color. Avi spots the skee ball near the floor, and beside it, a pair of feet. There is a small boy asleep on the ground. Avi doesn't quite know what to do, so he exits the machine and heads to the concession stand. He returns to the skee-ball machine and again squeezes his way into behind the machine. He mimics the loud sound of the skee-ball machine when someone wins, and the boy startles awake.
Hey kid, you look hungry. Eat this.
Avi hands the kid a warm, soft pretzel. The kid accepts. He lifts up the mask, revealing his mouth, and begins to eat the pretzel as his eyes light up. Avi smiles.
Sorry about tripping you over earlier today.
The kid looks back apologetically.
It's all good, I'm fine. It takes more than that to get me down. Oh, by the way, you dropped this when you ran off?
Avi reaches into his pocket and pulls out the King of Clovers card and holds it out to the boy. The boy quickly grabs it out of his hand, stuffs it in his sweater, and returns to eating the pretzel. Avi joins the kid on the ground and sits across from him.
By the way, what's your name, kid?
The kid with a mouthful of pretzel pulls out the card and holds it up to Avi. Avi is noticeably confused, but does his best to follow along with the game.
So the card has something to do with your name. Is your name King?
The boy shakes his head.
Is it card?
The boy shakes his head again.
Okay, I don't know then. What is it?
The boy retrieves the card once again, but this time points directly to the clover on the corner of the card.
Oh, so your name is Clover.
Clover nods his head as he finishes up the pretzel.
That's a cool name, kid. I'm Avi.
Clover dusts the pretzel salt off his hands and places the card back into his pocket.
Tell you what, kid. I'm kind of in need of some help with playing on this skee ball machine, and seeing that you frequent this place, how about you teach me how to play?
Avi looks towards Clover as Clover considers the offer.
I really need help, kid. Could you help me out?
Clover nods his head.
Sweet. Now let's see if I can still maneuver myself out of this machine.
Avi exits from behind the skee ball machine and emerges back into the arcade. He approaches the skee balls and waits for Clover. Clover timidly follows behind.
Okay, kid, show me what you got.
Avi hands Clover a skee ball and steps out of his way. Clover's eyes light up and he begins to play skee ball. After a couple of throws, Avi and Clover play head to head.
Wow, kid, you really got quite the arm on you. Nice work.
The rest of the group approaches Avi and Clover. Clover cowers and begins to recede to the back of the machine.
Wait, Clover, it's all good. These are my friends. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Obi, Leaf, and Roy stand confused, but watch Avi intently. Avi heads to the back of the skee ball machine.
It's okay, kid. You can trust me. These are friends.
Clover hesitantly emerges from the skee ball machine and walks back to the group beside Avi. Hey, how's it going? Clover, is it? There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but we come in peace.
We're here to be your friends.
Koji hops down from Obi's arms and waddles up to Clover. Clover is a bit shocked at first, but after Avi smiles in encouragement, Clover crouches down and begins to pet the chicken.
What did I tell you? Everyone loves the chicken.
Thanks again so much for joining. I hope you guys enjoyed that story series. And if you want to see more of this, just let me know. I think it was really cool to try out. If you guys have any ideas of things you want to see on the podcast, also let me know. Thanks so much. See you guys later. Peace.